Bye, has a crush on us. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everybody that came here. We thank you for you being in our heart and in our soul. And Jesus, I thank you for protecting us all from COVID and other sickness that's out there and all the badness that's in this world. And I thank you for protecting everybody that I love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You are the real. I'm king. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah.
Y'all can clap. Amen. Aren't you glad that there's nothing impossible for God? He can do anything. Amen. Amen. I know the old saints used to sing this song that God specializes, amen, in things that are impossible. Amen. And he can do what no other power, amen, that Holy Ghost power can do. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let's encourage our young adults. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for them. And most of all, let's give just the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of our young people. Amen. Amen. They're beautiful. They're special. They're wonderful. Amen. And we just thank God for them. We thank God for this entire week. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed. I've been blessed by the fellowship. Amen. I've been blessed by the word, by Minister Xavier Wright. Amen. Minister Jamal Evans. Amen. And guess what, y'all? We're in for the best treat of the whole week. Amen. Our young people. Amen. Just to see the hand of the Lord, even on their lives. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of those who are just going to be sharing with us on tonight. So we just want to continue to encourage them in the love of Christ. Amen. Just to continue to validate and affirm them in who they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. So without further ado, amen, we're going to call our MC up for tonight. Amen. Encourage her. Amen. Princess Taylor. Come on, Taylor. Amen. She's going to be our worship leader for tonight. Let's give her one more hand. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I hope you have a great night and enjoy the revival. And I will have a scripture by Morgan Williams and prayer by Khalil Josie.
Beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the miracles of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice to be acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for all the stuff you did, and thank you for the family I have. Thank you for all the food we eat, and please bless the people who has COVID-19, and please bless the homeless people, and Jesus' name we pray, amen.
So now we will have a welcome by Princess Kylie Josie.
Hi, welcome to Youth Revival. Thank you for coming. We're going to have a great night. I love you, man. Amen.
Good job with a welcome. And now we'll have a selection.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name on high. And Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name on high. To sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Somebody tell them you came.
You came from heaven to earth to show.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
To God, which is your reasonable service. And our main focus verse, which is verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Bow your heads and close your eyes, please. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to gather here today. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be even able to speak about you and speak on your name. Lord, I just ask that you remove all worry, all doubt, all fear, and Lord, that you have your way. Move me out the way so that your word may go forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The first thing I had actually learned when I got to school is that I would do myself a huge disservice if when I left my parents' covering and not knowing who I was. So I thank God for Miss Sonia and the church and Reverend Wright and the other ministers for allowing it, like, continually telling us who we are and validating us in Christ. But it would all be for naught if we did not know who we are for ourselves. When I first got to school, everything, you know, started off fine. It was, like, breezy, whatever. Classes were going good. I was kind of making friends on my own, and everything was going fine. But most importantly, I made it, like, my main priority to make sure I got in the Word of God every morning before I went to class. And that went on for about, like, 2 months. But then, you know, stuff would come up. Maybe I woke up too late for class and I had to hurry up and go. Maybe I had to study or do, like, a quick homework thing before I had to go. So every day turned into, like, once a week. And then once a week turned into every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks turned into a month. And it just went on like that for a while. And then that's when I saw that everything started going downhill. How I felt about myself and how I felt about my surroundings, like, just deteriorated. I felt, like, completely lost. It almost felt as if I was out of my body and I was going on autopilot, and even though I wanted to say and do something, I couldn't. There was one night when, after, you know, everything was going bad, my dad had actually came to pick me up from school, and I had, like, a really bad exam. And that day, I was just really upset. I didn't feel like myself, and everything was just left. So I had gotten a car, and my dad had asked me, "Paige, what's wrong with you?" And of course, like, the first time, I was like, "Oh, I'm fine, whatever." And of course, he kept asking because there was obviously something wrong. And so eventually, I had told him I wasn't feeling that great, stuff wasn't going my way. And to honest, like, this isn't exactly what he said, but to put it into words, he was like, "Paige, you make things bigger than they have to be, and you carry too much weight on your shoulders, and why would you carry that weight when you already have someone who would do it for you?" He was like, "But you would know that if you got in the Word of God for yourself." Now, he didn't put it exactly like that, but it was somewhere around there. At the time, I really didn't want to listen. Like, I didn't want to hear it. And so eventually, later on, of course, like, I realized that's my problem. I don't ever want to listen. I don't ever want to hear about myself. I don't want to ever be corrected. I don't want people to tell me that I'm doing something wrong. And that's when I realized that's what's wrong with us as Christians, specifically young Christians who have been in church all our lives. Again, like I said, I do thank God for the pastor and the ministers and Miss Sonia and the youth leaders for continually telling us who we are. But God is screaming it literally in His Word, throughout His Word, the whole entire time. Yet we refuse to listen. I remember Minister Tolbert, he talks about the Word of God is like a mirror. And not always do we recognize ourselves in that mirror, because, of course, we're supposed to be mirrored like God. But we're not, because we spend too much time in the world and acting as the world wants us to. The funny but sad thing about it is, instead of listening to the one who actually loves us, the one who actually cares, we'd rather listen to the world. And the world couldn't care less about what happened to us at the end of the day. The world continues to shape us and mold us into people who we don't even recognize. And then we have the nerve to be mad because at the end of the day, we're just as confused and lost as we were to begin with. In school, like, when I first got there, like, the main thing I heard is, this is where you find yourself. This is where you become who you truly are. This is, like, all this, like, mumbo-jumbo. And at the end of the day, what can I find here that I can't find in the Word of God about myself? So I guess pretty much what I really want you guys to get out of this is that it's all here. Like, you don't have to go searching for anything. What He says about us is right in the Word of God. There's no need to do things outside of that. There's no need to try and please people to understand who you are. It's all right here. At the end of the day, in order to know who we are, we need to be in the Word of God. And once we get in the Word of God and we know who we are, that's when we can truly be transformed. And once we are transformed, that's when we can live a pleasing and acceptable life unto God. Thank you. Nice.
welcome to the Youth Revival. So for this theme this week was to be transformed. And in this theme scripture is Romans 12, 1 and 2. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, beseech ye, you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what I got out of this scripture is that we have to give our heart, our whole hearts and our minds and our every being to Christ. And in order to be transformed into a new creature of God, we have to leave the old man behind. And this had me thinking back to my life, going from middle school, high school to now college. I realized how much the world wants to change us and wants to take control of us. In my past experience, I had someone who I thought, who I was cool with, tried to peer pressure me into doing wrong. He would be like, yo, CJ, come drink with us. Come do this with us. And come and chill with us, party with us in our dorm. We getting lit tonight, stuff like that. And I said, I'm good. He said, why? And I said, that's not who I am. And after I said that, the world in him said, oh, you lame. Oh, you a party pooper. Oh, trying to peer pressure me into doing wrong. And after that happened, I was like, I'm cool with being a quote-unquote lame person, being the uncool person. Because reflecting on it now, I knew if I didn't know God at that time, I would have done with those guys. And I would have eventually done something dumb that I would have regretted badly, that could have badly impacted my future. And this is one of many different experiences that I had throughout my life that's showing how hard the world tries to get you and it tries to manipulate you and to think and do wrong. The last scripture I have is 1 John 2, 15 through 17, if you have your Bibles. Yeah, 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all the things that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the Father pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And what I got from this scripture is how we shouldn't be caught up in this world of evil and sin. And when John talks about how we can't love both the world and God, it's like how you can't be a follower of God when you're already a follower of the devil. And he then talks about the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. These are what the world is made of. The lust of the flesh, referring to the sinful desires like worship and money and lust of power, is anything that puts above Christ. Anything that's getting put above Christ. The lust of the eyes is the sinful desire to have what we see or to get something that's visually appealing. And the pride of life is the sinful desire of being prideful of success and power. Desire of glory for things you have accomplished on this world. Make you think yourself higher than others. And John ends that scripture by saying the verse, let me reread verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but be he that doeth the will of God abiding forever. So talking about people who are too caught up in this world, who are not prepared for the afterlife with God and missing out on everlasting life in heaven, this is why we should leave the world behind and break the mold of the culture to live with God in paradise. Thank you.
Nice job, brother. Are y'all enjoying this? I know I am. So now we will have Prince Joey Wright come here and speak. Clap for Joey.
How's everyone doing today? That's good. So, first and foremost, if we will turn to the vocal chat text, Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I'm just going to repeat it. Probably heard it already. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourselves, bodies, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, to be transformed, to me, just means to be changed and to get rid of the old man. And that's my first point is true transformation is letting go of the old person and the old person you once were. Everyone has gone through times like when friends are trying to tell you like, oh, let's hang with me, or you know you shouldn't be doing something, and that's Satan's devices right there, telling you, you know, to pull you into his temptation. And the old man in you wants to always feed in, and that's not what the Lord wants for you. Some reasons that change is hard for some people and difficult for some people are that we're stubborn, that we feel like we're trapped because we're comfortable in the way that we are, you know, and because some people are afraid to change and be transformed. As we just read, Romans 12, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Also, Philippians 4:6 also says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. So the Lord is just telling us that we shouldn't be chasing after what the world wants for us, but we should be chasing after getting into the Word of God and building a relationship with Him. True transformation is also a continual process. It's not just a destination. Oftentimes we see transformation as a one-time act. We find a problem and work on it until it's better. Then we go back to living life as normal and how we once were. Too often we just accept how we are as a Christian, and we feel like we shouldn't, you know, progress, I will say, and that's not what the Lord wants for us. So, continual transformation, what does that look like? Matthew 16, 26 says, for what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? And pretty much along the same lines of we shouldn't, you know, give our souls to the devil and feed into temptation and peer pressure. True transformation is starts with a brand new life in Jesus Christ. A brand new life in Jesus Christ, not just a partial turn and, you know, with some of the old habits that you were, you know, have, it's a whole new person. It's like if someone or a parent told you to clean a table off and you partially clean the table off, that's not fully cleaning the table off. So, 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Colossians chapter 3:1-4 also states, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life hid with Christ Jesus. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then ye also be with him in glory." So, for this is saying to deny your flesh and to focus on the Lord, who is your help. Transformation also takes place in you getting in the Word and building a relationship with Jesus Christ. So, I encourage everyone here to be encouraged and also to seek the Lord, who is your help.
Nice job, Joey. Can we clap it? Now, our final speaker will be Princess Jamison Williams.
So, Taylor, when you said Jamison Williams, you look confused. That's me.
Yes, she did.
That's me. My name is Jamison. Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing? I feel like the young adults who are in college, I feel like they're doing a great job. So can we give them another clap? You guys are awesome. I wish I was where you guys were, where you guys are now at that time in college. But, you know, we thank God for grace. The theme, if you don't know, is Youth Be Transformed, Youth Breaking the Mold of the Culture. So I was taught in college that like people really don't take anything in unless they've heard it 100 times. So we'll read Romans 12:2 again. It will be coming out of the Amplified Bible version. And it says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect, and his plan and purpose for you." So, we think of culture. I don't know what you guys think of, but me, African Americans, I think of like good food, great music. Corey shaking her head, yeah, great music, just a good time. But according to Google, culture is defined as the customs, arts, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other group. So basically, culture explains why and how people choose to navigate life. So for me and maybe the younger generation, we could definitely say that our parents probably agree with all of us when we say that certain aspects of culture have changed drastically since, you know, they were our age or maybe slightly older. They will say that customs have changed, art has definitely changed, social institutions have changed, and even achievements, like what we say are achievements have also changed. The outlook of success has definitely changed. And I'd say that the main factor, the main reason for this is social media. I don't think we understand the huge impact that social media has on our lives, and especially for us who were probably born from like, this is a little dicey. So anyone that's born from like, you know, like 98 to like, you know, now, I know social media probably more than likely has, you know, impacted our lives. At the same time, I won't leave out the generation that is older than us or even some of our seasoned saints. I see a lot of you out there on Facebook. A lot of you are my friends. Nice to see you guys. But social media definitely impacts our lives. It impacts our lives by even us deciding how we'll do our hair, what we will wear, what we'll listen to, where we will go, how we will interact with others. It is so heavily influential to people today that there are studies that basically prove that people live their lives for the approval of others on social media. In 2018, there was a study done that said that social media use could result in a fear of missing out. In turn, it's called FOMO, fear of missing out, leads to comparing oneself with others, oftentimes creating a sense of inadequacy. The inadequacy has the potential of turning into social anxiety symptoms. So if any of our, you know, like mental health people out here, it kind of, when you think about it, it's like, how does social media result to a social anxiety? Trust me, it's real. It's very real. The symptoms may include an excess of fear of situations in which one may be judged, or they may worry about embarrassment or humiliation, or concerned about offending someone else. And we all can kind of imagine what that could do to one's mind, speaking of, you know, having our minds transformed. Constant social media focus, or being so consumed by social media could get us to the point where we no longer know how to live, work, or play outside of ensuring that social media approves of it. Sadly, that is the reality of what culture is today. And I'm not even going to say for the young people, but for adults as well, older adults. So instead of our minds being transformed by the things of God, which was mentioned in the, you know, the theme scripture, our minds are now transformed by the things of this world. So I already know some of you are thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me because I'm not on social media. Okay, but what about that coworker who you're constantly listening to about, you know, you shouldn't wear that, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't speak up about this, you shouldn't speak up about that. Or what about that aunt that you have in your life who has 50 degrees and she just has everything to say about what you do and what you don't do? I'm pretty sure that kind of weighs heavy on your mind. So if it isn't social media for you, then it's probably aligning, you know, what I just said, your coworkers, your families, what they have to say leads to a feeling of inadequacy and feeling like you're not enough. So now you have what others think you should be, what you think you should be, and maybe what your parents think you should be. Now that's weighing heavy on your mind. And maybe with that comes, you know, the dark times that Minister Evans was talking about yesterday. Now you're in those brainy stages where it feels like you can't escape your own thoughts or the thoughts of others. But I'm here to let you know that, like Xavier Wright said yesterday, we can make 365 wrong turns, but the right turn to God will set you back on the right path. So it may feel like we will never stop caring about what social media and others have to say, because at this point our minds are conformed to what others have to say about us and not what God has to say. But I'm here to warn you that all hope isn't lost. Like I said before, we can make 360 wrong turns, but the right turn to God will get us back, you know, to the place where we should be. And that turn could simply just be doing, like, Lord, I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of listening to others. And in Psalms 145:18, it says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, who call on Him in truth." So therefore, don't be going to God like, you know, Lord, it's me again. Like, it's me. Yeah, I need help. No, we should go to Him with sincerity and, you know, really ready to, you know, turn from, you know, the ways in which we were living and turn from, you know, listening to others. But, you know, turning to God, I think Minister Wright said that yesterday. That's only the first step. That's only the first step to ensuring that our minds are transformed. We now have to allow our minds to be transformed progressively. So like Joey said, it isn't like a one-time thing. We have to be ready to, you know, put the work in and seek God continuously. So you might ask, well, Jameson, how do I even do that? Like, how do I even get to the place where I'm only focusing on, you know, the things of Christ? And I tell you, like, first you need to shut out the world. Shut out what social media has to say. Shut out what that coworker has to say. Shut out what your aunt has to say. And, you know, get into what God has to say. And if you don't know what he has to say, I have a few things that he has spoke to me about. So the first thing that God tells us that we are made in his own image. And that's Genesis 1:27. Listen, if somebody tells me that, that's all I need to hear. So it doesn't matter what you have to say. You have to say, they have to say, it doesn't really matter. But if you need more, I will continue. He also says that we are his workmanship in Ephesians 2:10. And then he says we are more than conquerors in Romans 8:37. And when we feel like people are holding on to our old thoughts and our old ways, remember that in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said that we became a new creation. So, in conclusion, I want you all to know that in Christ you are not bound to the things of this world. And when it feels like life is a little too heavy, remember that, one, you can always turn to God. Two, these dark moments do not last forever. And three, what God has to say about you trumps anything a person on this earth could ever say about you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can we all just give them a hand clap of praise? Amen. Each and every one of them. Didn't they do an awesome job? To God be the glory. Let us all stand to our feet. Amen. I'm telling you. Thank God for the word. Let's give a hand for, first of all, Paige.
Paige, Paige.
Come on, Paige. I want to put them all back up. Thank God for CJ. Amen. Thank God for Joseph. Joseph. And thank God for Jameson. We thank God for them all. And I just thank God for they all were talking about sanctification, being transformed and conformed from this world into the image of Jesus Christ. Youth breaking the mold. That's what it's all about. Of the culture. Breaking the labels of the culture. Breaking the ideologies of what they've gone through or what they've been through. Even the shaping of Satan. Breaking that mold to grow. See, it's not enough just to say, oh, I believe in Jesus. But it's about sanctification. The process of becoming more like him. And y'all hear CJ? Amen. And all of them, we just thank God for them. And we want to let them know we love them. And I want everybody, when this service is over, we're going to call Reverend Williams up to close this out with the word of prayer. But when this service is over, encourage them. Amen. Encourage them all in the love of Christ. And I'm telling y'all, listen, there's a delusion in this world. And guess what? That's what the enemy, the Bible says, men love darkness rather than light. Because they're what? These are evil. Listen, when we see the commercials, the movie, the stuff on social media, it's all these things. And guess what? We think that's the way it's supposed to be. Because we've adjusted to what the enemy puts in our face. But guess what? That's not of God. And we've got to know, we've been called out of the darkness of this world. Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Transformed by the renewing of our minds to prove what is that good and excellent and perfect will of God. So we just thank God. And listen, and I know maybe ain't none of them preachers. I think a couple of them might be. I don't know. But if you heard the word and something touched your heart, and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, guess what? We gave an invitation every night. And we want to give an invitation now. The Bible says, God commended a love. even while we were sinners. Guess what? He died for us. Sunday we talked about God set his love upon you. Turn to somebody and tell them they're loved. You are loved. Not just any old kind of love, but an unconditional love. Listen, the things that have been shaped in have been loved out by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is his love that he stands with arms wide open. So if there's somebody here and you're going through a dark time, you're going through a troubled time, you're going through a hard, and guess what? The enemy will put something on your mind, just like, man, Jameson, come over here. Just like Jameson said, you think you're stuck there. I guess I'm all by myself. Where it feels like in the thoughts that run through your mind, you'll wake up and them thoughts will be there. Just negative thoughts, bad thoughts, something's going to happen thoughts. But guess what? The only thing that can cleanse your mind is a relationship with Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? How? By taking heed to the Word of God. Them thoughts will trip you out. But you have to, the old folk used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind. And it was what? Stay on Jesus Christ. He'll give you peace. I'm telling you. He'll give you joy. He'll give you clarity of mind. Amen. And he'll let you know how much he loves you. So if there's somebody and you want to accept this love into your heart, seriously, you can come right now and give your life to Jesus Christ. Is there one? Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Williams. He's going to close this out.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you how many love him. Lord, I love you more than anything. One more time. It's a declaration. It's personal. You got to tell him for yourself. I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Amen. We're so blessed. We're so blessed. And I thank God, even as Pastor Wright was talking, the Lord was just breaking my heart to just tell us, to show us how rich we are. We're so rich because we have a treasure that will never perish in the Word of God. And guess what, y'all? We've hidden it in the right place in our children. Because that's, listen, and I'm telling that, like, you know, and I'm, man, when we think about these, right? Joey, CJ, Paige, and amen, even Mimi, who's graduated college. But guess what? As much as we have a tendency to worry about our children, do you know that we've perfectly covered them in the Word of God? That's their protection. That's their covering. Doesn't mean that things are not going to happen, that they're not going to be challenges. But I'm telling you right now, when the Word of God is deposited in the lives of our children, there's a covering. Amen. That Word can go where we can't go. When I'm laying in the bed in the middle of the night and my flesh wants to worry about Paige up in college, amen, I thank God that the Word of God is covering her. Amen. And that the decision, when our heart makes a decision and when our mind is made up, like the preacher said on Wednesday night, amen, amen, I thank God, amen, that when he, the Lord God, who is holy, is our habitation, amen, that there is no evil. Amen. That there's nothing that the world can do. Amen. To destroy our children. So we thank God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. And guess what, y'all? We're going to keep on loving them. We're going to keep on validating them. We're going to keep on covering them. We're we're going to keep on letting them know, amen, how much Jesus Christ loves them. Amen. Amen. Just thank God. Let's look to the Lord. Gracious and eternal God, our Father, we thank you. God, we praise you. We worship you. We glorify you, oh God. Lord God, we want to tell you right now from the very bottom of our heart that we love you. Lord God, we want to let you know. We want to declare, Lord God, that we know that there's none like you. That we know that you're holy. That we know that you're perfect, oh God. Lord God, that we know that you're faithful, oh God. Heavenly Father, that we know that you, Lord, that you're sovereign. And Lord God, that we trust you even with our lives. And we thank you, oh God, that we trust you with the lives of our children. And oh God, right now we're turning them over to you. Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you would just continue, Lord God, to reveal yourself to them, oh God, to speak to their hearts, oh God, that your word, Lord God, might be engrafted in their lives, oh God, that you might fill them right now, oh God, that you might fulfill them, oh God, and satisfy them, oh God. Lord God, that you might build yourself up in them in such a way, Lord God, that when the world wants to present themselves to them, Lord God, they can unequivocally say, no, thank you. No, thank you, oh God, to what the world is offering, oh God. So we pray right now that you would just continue to touch them right now. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would raise up a standard in us, oh God, that we might live something before them, that they might see the very example and the embodiment of the life of Jesus Christ through us, oh God, that they might know, oh God, charge us right now. Hold us accountable right now, oh God. Heavenly Father, that they might have something, Lord God, that they might see and live, that we might live something even before them. Touch them right now. Bless them, oh God. Heavenly Father, you said you know the thoughts that you have for them, oh God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, the thoughts to prosper them, oh God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, to an expected end, oh God. So bless them, Lord God. We pray, we bless them in your name right now. Lord God, just continue to keep them. Heavenly Father, and cover them, oh God. Lord God, you are the God who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. Their aspirations are in you, oh God, and not in this world, oh God. So have your way in their lives right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that's taken place, even in this revival, oh God. We thank you for the word that has gone forth every single night, oh God. We pray that your word will continue to speak to us, oh God, and reverberate in our hearts, oh God, the very affirmations, oh God. Reveal your heart to us. Reveal your love to us, oh God. Have your way even in our lives. We thank you, oh God. We praise you and we magnify you. We thank you for those who spoke on tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless them right now. Keep them covered. They are our young people, our leaders, oh God. Bless them, oh God, and bless our existing leaders, oh God. Touch Sister Sonia, Sister Cheryl, oh God. Brother Amir, Lauren, oh God. Brother Justin, Mimi, oh God. All of our youth leaders, oh God, continue to hold them up. Lift them up, oh God. Bind them together in your love, oh God. Strengthen and empower them, oh God, to do, Lord God, all that you have will for them to do. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, we bless you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling, who one day present us faultless before your presence with exceeding joy. To him, the only wise God, be all power, dominion, majesty, and glory. Henceforth, now, and forever, let everybody say amen. Amen. Amen.